We're going to talk about this as we do every year, and I'm sure all of you are here, and this is phenomenal to have such a great crowd. I am certain it has nothing to do with mandatory CLE requirements. Happy birthday, by the way, for some of you. We're going to talk about this in the context of a hypothetical. This is a hypothetical that I prepared sometime in October, so I decided it was absolutely fictional, which, you know, maybe fake news or something of that sort. We've got, of course, the President of the United States, and assume the following hypothetical, and it's involving the President and the Pope. We've got the President and the Pope, and what ends up being known as the wall litigation. At some time in 2017, Walls R Us, a Texas construction company, ramps up hiring in anticipation of that big, beautiful wall that's going to be built on the Rio Grande. Walls R Us is a U.S. subsidiary of a Mexican-based company, Rio Grande Construction, and the Trump administration approves the Great Wall of Texas, or at least that's what the tentative title of the thing is, and Walls R Us is awarded a no-bid contract to construct it. Now, the Pope weighs in on this, as he does on so many things involving the president, and decides to criticize what he calls the illegal working conditions at the site. The construction workers walk off the job to protest low wages. We've got a lot of things going on, including the president suing or threatening to sue everyone. It ultimately results in the Congress getting involved. Long story short, the contract is canceled. Several lawsuits are filed, surprisingly none of them by the president, including an EEOC pattern or practice lawsuit, a putative class or collective action on behalf of the wall workers, discrimination, retaliation, intentional infliction, you name it. We're here in Texas as the forum.